Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter. You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Now, the Norval Foundation is not only about visual arts, although we've been focusing on that very strongly so far today. This is a space where all forms of art and culture are valued and celebrated. And next Thursday, the 28th of February, if you come along to the Norval, your visit is going to include not only the wonderful new exhibitions we've told you about today, but also the chance to get a new perspective on dance, because the Cape Town City Ballet will be spending the day rehearsing at the Norval. And if you come here to visit, you'll be able to watch that live rehearsal, which is going to be moving throughout the museum spaces. So delighted to welcome to our outside broadcast studio the chair of the board of Cape Town City Ballet, Suzette Raymond. Thanks so much for popping through, Suzette.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Such a wonderful idea, letting the public in on the rehearsal space and time. But at the same time, it's got to be quite a challenge for your dancers, I imagine, because rehearsals are the place you're supposed to be able to make mistakes. You don't necessarily want the public to see that. What's the vision of letting people in on your rehearsal time?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say the Cape Town City Ballet has, it's a great honor to present a day in the life of the company at the Norval Foundation, as you said, on the 28th of February, 11 a.m. We're starting with a ballet class, so you see the people without the costumes, so you see the raw
rehearsal, training that goes into it, very hard work every single day.
And this will be followed by rehearsal until 5 p.m. So I think this brings the people closer. You see the ballet dancers on the stage. It looks very magical, but you see just how hard it is. And this is a very exciting convergence for two art spaces, fine art and classical ballet. And this is the first of many artistic collaborations we hope to do with the Norval.
What are you actually rehearsing for, Suzette?
This time we'll be rehearsing for the performance of the Masked Theatre, which is running from the 27th of February till the 2nd of March. The performances are at 7:30 p.m. and there is a matinee at 3 p.m. on the 2nd of March. And it's going to be entitled Pas de Deux. So they're pas de deux. Different pas de deux, a mixed program showcasing the multi-talented company. And as well as that, I'd just like to say we're very, very excited about our new leadership in the form of Debbie Turner, our CEO since the 1st of October, and this is going to result in a new exhilarating brand energy.
It's a very exciting time, and I'm so glad I'm speaking to you today, Suzette, because just yesterday in the budget speech, we heard references to big plans for the arts in South Africa. In the midst of all the talk about spending cuts and tightening belts, all of a sudden, talk of a new national museum, a new national theatre, and a new national ballet. I'm interested just to hear your reaction to that. It seems to me to signal a renewed appreciation for the value of the arts that have maybe been neglected in previous years.
I so hope. I mean, the arts, it never changes. In every other country in the world, ballet and all the forms of arts, the tradition, it never stops. Mm. And I just so hope that this country will endorse it and help us and help our ballet company.
I'm mindful of your own position at Cape Town City Ballet. You had to move into new premises about a year ago. You've had a year in the new space in the Rondebosch Sports Club. Is it working well for you?
It's working well, but it's not without challenges. Mm. We had to redo floors, redo studios. Dancers need very, very special floors, and most people don't understand that. Otherwise, they get injured. But we're getting there. We're absolutely getting there.
And in terms of audience support for your productions, does the city of Cape Town show enough love to the Cape Town City Ballet?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay.
But we're working on that. We're going to do a lot more marketing. And to show people, we've got a great new... We're launching our new season, by the way, here at the Norval.
Okay.
On the 7th of March. And invigorating, new brand energy, exciting. We've got to appeal to new audiences. We've also got our audience that we've always had, the friends of the Cape Town City Ballet. We've got a lot of those who come to all our performances. But we need to entice and bring new people in there to see what we can do.
How big is the company as we speak?
We've got about 30 dancers. Okay. And we've had quite a few new dancers come in, which is great to have fresh blood, new energy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're also very good, I think, about, as you talk about, the need to bring new audiences in. I've noticed your productions have broadened in terms of the scope and the kind of dance and the kind of music that you're presenting.
Yes.
I'm thinking of the wonderful Swing Time,
which was fantastic.
Anything but the sort of, you know, for people who've never been to the ballet before, there's sometimes a misperception that it's very staid and stuffy and
old-fashioned,
and that just blew all those perceptions out the window.
Not at all. If you could see our dancers, they perform the classics beautifully, but they can do anything. Mm. Modern, swing time, everything. And they love doing different things as well. It's very good for them.
What was it like performing at Maynardville this year?
Fantastic. I love Maynardville. It's magical. There's nowhere else in the world. You can go to a forest with fairy lights, go and have a picnic beforehand, have a drink, sit down. It's just magic. And the weather was on our side this year.
Thank goodness for that. Suzette, in closing, let me just repeat, if you'd like to come down and be part of that very special experience of watching the ballet class and the rehearsal at the Norval Foundation, it's happening on the 28th of February. Do you need to book in advance for that?
No, you can just turn up, and it's actually free of charge. And it's going to be great. People can see the ballet. They can see the Norval if they haven't been before, if they have been before. Norval is opening their doors to everything, and I find that just wonderful.
Just to be clear, you will pay your admission fee to come into the museum, but there is no additional charge on
correct.
Top of that to go and watch the ballet for as long as you want to. So
that
make
is correct.
A day of it. And trust me, if you've never seen a ballet class before, it will completely change your perception of the physicality. And anybody who has ever doubted that ballet is a sport, I think it'll change your mind once you've seen that class in action.
It is the ultimate sport, believe me.
Suzette, thank you so much for joining us today. Suzette Raymond is the chair of the board of the Cape Town City Ballet. So make a note for the 28th of Feb. Make a note for the new season launching on the 7th of March. And please keep in touch with Cape Talk so we can help encourage people to come and support the Cape Town City Ballet going forward.
We would love to do that. Thank you very much.
And what a happy note on which to end today's show, with a big thank you to the whole team behind the scenes, and especially to the team from the Norval Foundation for hosting us in this most beautiful place.